Yes, my fellow Americans, time once again for news of the day from Radio Derb, brought to you from the glittering towers of National Review World Headquarters here in New York. This is John Derbyshire. Let's see what's been happening in the world. Get out those little wooden tops, kiddies, and start spinning. If you can learn to spin really well, there'll be a job as an election campaign consultant in your future somewhere. Oh, dollar, 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 I worked for you all day, but when I tried to spend you, you dwindled half away. Oh, dollar, 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 I went with you abroad, but found in foreign countries no thing I could afford. The foreigners buy T-bills with dollars that they've earned by selling us the goods whose production we've unlearned. So we're in hock to China, to Europe and Japan. They're financing our spending since we no longer can. I cannot help but wonder how long they'll play our game. Oh, dollar, 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 we've just ourselves to blame. Since this year saw the passing of one of the greatest apostles of peace, brotherhood and reconciliation in modern times, in fact he won the Nobel Peace Prize for his efforts, it is only fitting in this season of peace to offer a small tribute. God rest you, Yasser Arafat, you've gone to your reward. We're sorry it was not your fate to perish by the sword. But nonetheless we're very glad you're passing to record. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Everybody knows the story of Frosty the Snowman, so why don't you just sing along with me to this slightly adapted version, Frosty the Candidate. Frosty the Candidate was a chilly kind of soul, with his lantern jaw and his pompadour and his icy self-control. Frosty the Candidate was a decorated vet, with a Senate seat where he couldn't be beat, he just looked like a safe bet. There must have been some magic in the way that he campaigned, for when it came convention time, nomination he'd attained. Oh, Frosty the Candidate came on strong in the debates, and out on the trail seemed he couldn't fail to swing some crucial states. But then his wartime comrades, feeling cheated and betrayed, showed us how he'd lied, slandered men who died in that long-ago decade. Oh, Frosty the Candidate started slipping in the polls. By election night he'd slipped out of sight with his story full of holes. Thumpety thump thump, thumpety thump thump, look at Frosty go. Thumpety thump thump, thumpety thump thump, goodbye gigolo. Oh, the steroid abuse is frightful, but the games are so delightful. Since the ball players thrill us so, let them grow, let them grow, let them grow. Now Giambian bonds are admitting there's more than just skill to their hitting. And baseball is just a freak show. Let them grow, let them grow, let them grow. Oh, no, Catherine, not the Al Jazeera chorus. It's a chorus, for heaven's sake. I sound stupid enough singing a cappella solo, but a chorus? And it's a really tricky piece. Have you ever tried to sing it? Come on, Catherine. Come on, please, I'm begging you. What? Paint your house? I'm not going to paint your house just to get out of singing a song. What kind of operation are you running here? Catherine? What's that in your hand, Catherine? Catherine, don't come any closer with that. I'm warning you. I have friends in the Trial Lawyers Association. I know John Edwards. Catherine? All right, I'll paint your house. This one is not particularly Christmassy, but it is a fine old hymn. Samuel Stone's The Church's One Foundation. I offer it here in honour of the recently consecrated Bishop Gene Robinson of New Hampshire. The Church's one foundation is just, do as you please. No need for revelation nor scriptural decrees. So long as you're contented, how can your deeds be wrong? This creed we've implemented, you'd better go along. Don't bother with the Gospels or listen to Saint Paul. The Acts of the Apostles aren't relevant at all. The Holy Spirit's leading, no matter what we choose. So what's the point of reading those old first century Jews? At family communion, my partner comes along to show that in our union we're doing nothing wrong. Yet there's an odd phenomenon we notice with dismay, that families with children are all drifting away. I saw mullahs making atom bombs in a bunker deep beneath Tehran. They didn't see me creep down the stairs to have a peep. They thought that I was tucked up at the UN fast asleep. I told IAEA about those bombs. They said the French and Germans had a plan. Alas, that plan's main ends are to enrich Jacques Chirac's friends. Mushroom clouds are in our future now.